Good morning, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. I'm here to do my rankings from players 6 to 10 in fantasy baseball. I looked over it. I gave you my top 5. Now I'm going to give you from 6 to 10, and then probably in a few days or so, I'll give you the whole first round, maybe top 25 players maybe. So anyway, at number 6, I would put Jose Ramirez. Because even though Lindor got traded, I do think that the Indians aren't going to be that bad a team. They're still going to score some runs. He's going to hit in the top of the order. He does have power. He does hit for average. And he does also steal bases. And he's fairly young. He's been a pretty consistent player, I think, the last 3 years. I think he's been like a top 6. So I definitely would be picking him 6 there. The first pitcher I would get would be Jacob DeGrom. He's just been solid. He's been a Cy Young winner. I believe the Mets are an approved club. The park they play in is not that great a hitter's park. And like I said, Jacob DeGrom has been very consistent. The only thing he needs to work on is, well, actually, it's not even his fault, is getting some wins. But I think the team's going to be a little bit better now with Lindor there. Definitely, they are in contention to get the NL East. So I would definitely take Jacob DeGrom. Another player I would take, former MVP, had a little bit of a down year last year, but he didn't play in that many games. Christian Yelich. He's just a solid five category guy. He's power, speed. Brewers are a pretty good team. He bats number 2 or 3 in the order, so he's going to score runs. He's going to hit for average. He's going to hit 40 home runs. He could steal 40 bases. Never comes out of the lineup. He had one little injury scare, but other than that, I think he's been a pretty productive player, so I wouldn't hesitate as a number 7 or 8 pick. Christian Yelich would be great for me. Another pitcher? Yeah, another pitcher for my rankings would be Shane Bieber. He's been very good. I like the Indian staff. He's got big high K strikeout potential, low ERA, low whip. You can actually make a case that he could be your number 1 pitcher. But I would be very happy in like a 8 or 9 pick taking Shane Bieber. And to close it out, number 10 pick, another pitcher, Gerrit Cole. Now he's got a high chance of getting a lot of wins on the Yankees, and he also strikes out an awful lot of people. So he could actually make a case for him being the number 1 pitcher, but I would take him 3rd. The park is a little bit, maybe his ERA would jump up a little bit. His hits to 9 would be, but he's going to get you tons of wins. He's going to get you tons of Ks. His ERA is not going to be too bad, but I think it's going to balloon up a little bit, and his hits to 9, and he's still fairly young. So number 10 pick, you want to start your team out with a dominating pitcher, then definitely Gerrit Cole would be your guy. Well, anyway, those are my 6 to 10 rankings on fantasy baseball. Hope you agree. Hope you disagree. I'm going to get some more content out. Maybe probably my top 20 players. I'll probably do that sometime in the near future. So hopefully you all enjoy the rest of your day. I will talk to you later. Bye.